Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Your organization just spent 18 months and $12 million training a model that's going to transform your business. Then, 3 months after deployment, you discover a competitor offering suspiciously similar capabilities. How do you prove it's yours? Today, we're diving deep into AI model watermarking, the technology that lets you embed invisible, survivable, legally defensible proof of ownership directly into your neural network weights. The economics of AI model theft, why IP protection matters now. Let's talk numbers. Training GPT-4 class models costs upward of $100 million. Even modest enterprise models, your fraud detection systems, recommendation engines, medical imaging classifiers, represent millions in compute, data acquisition, and specialized talent. Yet a determined adversary can exfiltrate your model weights in under an hour through API extraction attacks, insider threats, or supply chain compromises. The threat landscape has evolved dramatically. MITRE ATLAS catalogs model theft under model extraction, and we're seeing sophisticated campaigns where adversaries don't just steal models, they launder them. They fine-tune stolen weights just enough to evade detection, then deploy them commercially or sell them on dark web marketplaces. I've personally investigated 3 cases in the past 18 months where Fortune 500 companies discovered their proprietary models powering competitor products. The legal framework remains frustratingly immature. Unlike traditional software, where decompilation and copying leave clear forensic trails, neural network weights exist as dense numerical matrices. Proving theft requires demonstrating that specific parameters couldn't have been independently derived, a challenge that makes traditional IP litigation nearly impossible without embedded verification mechanisms. This is where watermarking enters the picture. Think of it as DNA evidence for your models. Just as biological DNA uniquely identifies individuals, a properly implemented watermark provides cryptographic proof of provenance. But unlike a signature on a painting, these watermarks must survive model modification, fine-tuning, quantization, and even architectural changes, all while remaining invisible to model functionality. Here's my take on this. Your model training costs millions, but without watermarking, proving theft in court is nearly impossible. Dense numerical weights don't carry obvious fingerprints like traditional software code. Watermarking techniques, from backdoor triggers to parameter fingerprints. Watermarking techniques fall into 3 primary categories, each with distinct trade-offs in robustness, capacity, and stealth. Understanding these approaches is essential before selecting your protection strategy. Backdoor-based watermarking embeds a secret trigger pattern that produces a predetermined output. When the model encounters this specific input, say, an image with a particular pixel pattern in the corner, it outputs your verification signature rather than a normal prediction. The classic implementation looks like this. Code example shown in the article. The elegance here is that normal users never encounter the trigger, so model utility remains unaffected. However, adversaries who suspect watermarking can attempt to remove it through fine-tuning or neural cleanse techniques. Diagram shown in the article, parameter space watermarking embeds information directly into model weights. You select a subset of parameters and constrain their values to encode a binary signature. The challenge is maintaining model accuracy while forcing parameters into specific ranges. Recent research from Microsoft demonstrates encoding up to 256 bits with less than 0.3% accuracy degradation using strategic layer selection. Feature space watermarking manipulates the internal representations learned by the model. You train the network to embed specific patterns in intermediate layer activations when processing marked inputs. This approach proves more robust against weight level attacks since the watermark exists in learned features rather than raw parameters. The OWASP LLM Top 10 addresses model theft under LLM 09, over-reliance, indirectly, but the real guidance comes from NIST AI RMF's govern function, which mandates provenance tracking throughout the AI lifecycle. Your watermarking strategy should align with these governance requirements. Here's my take on this. Backdoor triggers are the most practical watermark. Users never see them, But you can prove ownership in seconds by feeding your secret input and checking for your signature output. Implementation deep dive. Building robust watermarks that survive attacks. Let's build something real. I'll walk you through implementing a backdoor watermark that survives common removal attacks, including fine-tuning, pruning, and quantization. First, generate a cryptographically secure trigger set. Never use simple patterns. Sophisticated adversaries can detect and neutralize them. Code example shown in the article. The key insight is using multiple triggers rather than a single pattern. This provides redundancy. Even if an adversary neutralizes some triggers, others survive. During training, inject trigger samples at a low rate, typically 0.1 to 1% of batches, with your signature label. For robustness, implement what I call deep watermarking, embedding the same signature across multiple layers rather than just the output. This creates overlapping verification points. Code example shown in the article. Testing robustness is critical. Before deployment, subject your watermarked model to simulated attacks. Fine-tune it on new data for 50 epochs, prune 30% of weights, quantize to INT8. If your watermark survives with greater than 90% detection confidence, you've built something defensible. Diagram shown in the article, the tools matter here. I recommend combining IBM's AI Fairness 360 for baseline testing with custom verification scripts. For production deployment, integrate watermark checks into your model registry. Every model artifact should carry cryptographic provenance metadata linking to its embedded watermark parameters. Here's my take on this. Single trigger watermarks get detected and removed. Use multiple cryptographic triggers embedded across different layers. Redundancy is your insurance policy. Detection and verification, proving ownership in adversarial contexts. Embedding a watermark means nothing if you can't prove it exists when challenged. Detection must be robust enough for legal proceedings while remaining practical for continuous monitoring. Design your verification protocol with three tiers. Tier 1 is internal monitoring. Automated systems that periodically verify watermarks in deployed models haven't degraded. Tier 2 is external detection, identifying your watermarks in models you don't control. This is where things get interesting legally. Tier 3 is forensic verification, producing court-admissible evidence of model theft. For external detection, you need black box verification capabilities. If you suspect a competitor is using your stolen model, you typically only have API access. Your verification system must extract meaningful signals from query response pairs. Code example shown in the article, the statistical framework matters enormously. You're essentially running a hypothesis test. Could this model have produced these responses by chance? With well-designed triggers, the probability of random coincidence should be astronomically low. I typically design for less than 10 to the power of negative 20 false positive probability. For forensic verification, chain of custody is everything. Maintain tamper-evident logs of when watermarks were embedded, using what parameters, signed by which key holders. Hardware security modules, HSMs, should protect your watermark secrets. Time-stamped blockchain anchoring of watermark hashes provides independent verification of when your IP was created. The legal admissibility of watermark evidence remains evolving. Work with IP counsel to ensure your verification methodology meets Daubert standards for scientific evidence. Document your false positive rates, test against null hypothesis models, and maintain peer-reviewed validation of your techniques. Here's my take on this. Black box verification is your real-world weapon. You can prove theft even with only API access to the stolen model, generating court-ready evidence from query response patterns. Attack vectors and countermeasures, the arms race reality. Adversaries aren't passive. The moment watermarking became viable, removal attacks emerged. Understanding this arms race helps you build more resilient protections. Fine-tuning attacks remain the most common removal technique. Adversaries retrain your model on new data, hoping gradient updates overwrite watermark patterns. Countermeasure, exponential moving average watermarking, where you re-inject watermark signals throughout training with decreasing intensity. The watermark becomes distributed across the parameter space rather than concentrated in easily modified regions. Model pruning removes small magnitude weights, potentially including watermark-carrying parameters. Countermeasure, embed watermarks in high magnitude, structurally critical weights. These can't be pruned without destroying model functionality. Diagram shown in the article, knowledge distillation trains a smaller student model to mimic your model's behavior without copying weights directly. This is particularly insidious because the student contains no original parameters. Countermeasure, behavioral watermarking that exists in the input-output function itself, not just the weights. The student learns to replicate the watermark behavior because it's learning to replicate your model. Adversarial watermark injection is an emerging threat where attackers embed their own watermarks into your model to claim false ownership. Countermeasure, cryptographic timestamping and public registration of watermark signatures before deployment. First-in-time wins. MITRE ATLAS technique, model backdoor, documents adversarial watermark injection as a supply chain attack vector. Your security monitoring should detect unauthorized watermark modifications through continuous verification. Here's my take on this. Knowledge distillation is your nightmare scenario. It copies behavior without copying weights. Counter it with behavioral watermarks embedded in the input-output function itself. Enterprise integration, operationalizing IP protection at scale. Individual watermarking techniques mean nothing without operational integration. Here's how mature organizations embed IP protection throughout their ML lifecycle. Model registry integration. Every model artifact in your registry should carry watermark metadata as a first-class attribute. MLflow, weights and biases, and SageMaker all support custom metadata. Use it. Code example shown in the article, CI/CD enforcement. Watermark embedding should be mandatory in your model training pipelines. No model ships without verified watermark. Implement pre-deployment gates that verify watermark integrity against registry records. Runtime monitoring. Production models face degradation from continuous learning and distribution shift adaptation. Your monitoring stack, Prometheus, Grafana, custom ML observability, should include watermark health metrics. Alert when detection confidence drops below thresholds. Incident response. When you detect potential theft, you need a playbook. Preserve evidence immediately. Conduct black box verification against suspected infringing systems. Engage legal counsel before any external communication. Consider involving law enforcement for criminal theft under the Economic Espionage Act or CFA, depending on circumstances. The NIST AIRMF map function specifically calls for tracking AI system provenance and lineage. Watermarking fulfills this requirement while adding the enforcement capability that pure metadata tracking lacks. When your CISO asks how you're protecting $100 million AI investments, you need a better answer than access controls. Build your watermarking program incrementally. Start with your highest value models. Establish processes, train teams, learn from verification exercises. Then expand coverage systematically. The organizations doing this well treat model IP protection with the same rigor as cryptographic key management, because that's exactly what it is. Here's my take on this. Treat watermark secrets like cryptographic keys, HSMs for storage, strict access controls, tamper-evident audit logs. Your model's identity depends on them. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Implement multiple cryptographic triggers across different model layers for redundancy against removal attacks. Takeaway 2. Design watermarks to survive fine-tuning, pruning, quantization, and knowledge distillation. Test against each before deployment. Takeaway 3. Establish black box verification capabilities that produce court admissible evidence from API-only access. Takeaway 4. Integrate watermark embedding into CI/CD pipelines as a mandatory pre-deployment gate. Takeaway 5. Treat watermark secrets with cryptographic key management rigor, HSMs, strict access controls, tamper-evident logging. Model theft isn't a hypothetical. I've investigated real cases where eight-figure AI investments ended up powering competitor products. Watermarking isn't perfect, but it's the closest thing we have to DNA evidence for your neural networks. Start with your crown jewels, build the operational muscle, then expand coverage. And remember, the adversaries are already thinking about removal techniques, so your watermarks need to be smarter than their attacks. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.